This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Look, I get it. I know it's unnerving. An 831-point drop on the Dow. All three major indices down more than 3% today. But about which, there are two things to say. First of all, markets go down as well as up, especially after they had been going up so far so quickly. That is an important point and completely normal. Number two, there are a lot of reasons why this is happening. Chief, probably among them, the quickly rising yields, that is interest rates in the bond market, that we have been telling you about the last 10 days or so, and concurrent murmurings about inflation. All of the above, I have to say again, are normal, but admittedly off-putting when interest rates have been so low for so long and markets have mostly gone up. What is interesting, though, is how what's been going on in this economy's financial markets is affecting the rest of the world. Case in point, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and the Chinese currency today. In an interview this morning, Mnuchin warned Beijing against what he called competitive devaluations of the yuan. That's the Chinese currency. That is, China trying to get a global trade edge by making its currency and therefore its goods cheaper for others to buy. Think trade war and tariffs here. And we should point out that the yuan is about 10% cheaper today than it was last spring. But as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports, that might have more to do with what's going on here than what the Chinese are doing.
The yuan has been losing value against the dollar. But you know what? It's had lots of friends on that journey.
The dollar is strong against the euro and the yen and the Canadian dollar and Norway and Sweden and almost all the currencies in the world.
Mark Chandler is the chief market strategist at Bannockburn Global Forex.
I don't think I need a separate, like, explanatory framework to explain China.
Yes, China's economy isn't growing as fast as it once was. And
there's concern about the heavy debt burden that's been taken on by local governments and banks. Lots of bad loans.
So that's definitely a part of the yuan's depreciation. But mostly
everyone wants the dollar.
Steve Hanke at Johns Hopkins University says, if anything, the Chinese have tried to keep the value of the yuan from falling further. They're not working to make it cheaper.
They haven't done anything any differently than they've been doing for a long time.
The dollar is like this glowing orb drawing people in, thanks to a strong U.S. economy and rising interest rates that are tempting investors with higher returns. But as the yuan falls, it does have this effect that the Trump administration doesn't love. Ishwar Prasad is a trade policy professor at Cornell.
Some of the tariff measures that the Trump administration has put on imports from China now are much less potent. In other words, a 10% tariff on Chinese imports doesn't amount to much if the Chinese currency depreciates by almost an identical amount.
Prasad thinks Mnuchin was trying to warn China not to get any ideas about using its currency as a weapon in the country's ongoing trade war. Chinese officials said yesterday they have no intention of devaluing their currency. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.